can homosexuals and lesbians change in terms of their orientation? Well, we're going to talk about that right now in this segment of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Ann Polk, who's the executive director of Restored Hope Network. You may have remembered the organization Exodus, but basically they pulled the plug on all their work about 3 or 4 years ago, and out of the ashes of all that grew Restored Hope Network. Ann, welcome back to the program.
It's a privilege to be with you. Thanks for having me, Jerry.
Sure. And before we get into the meat of the subject today, as far as Exodus going under, but Restore Hope Network growing out of the ashes, it's my understanding that a lot of the different chapters that you have within the Restore Hope Network, these used to be people affiliated with Exodus way back when.
That's absolutely right. In fact, some of the founding ministries, the only ones left standing, are part of Restore Hope Network. So you bet. There were about 78 ministries when Exodus closed. We have 60 affiliated members, most of whom are from Restored Hope Network.
RestoredHopeNetwork.com for more information. Okay, let's get into it. Can homosexuals change? Let me begin with this point. There actually have been a couple of states, including New Jersey and I believe California, that have passed laws along the lines of penalizing psychologists if they try to even attempt to help a young person struggling with same-sex attractions to try to change to think more heterosexually. Is that correct? And how could they do that in light of the fact that some people do change?
Well, they certainly are doing that. And they're going currently from city to city in some places in Florida as well. They were not successful in continuing to ban therapy through most of the states of the U.S., even some liberal ones, including Washington State. At the same time, besides banning care for those who want to leave homosexuality, they codified the only kind of help available for those dealing with gender confusion is people are things that want to reinforce the gender confusion and treat transsexuality as being a medical issue that needs to be dealt with medically to change the body to conform to the mind. And so this actually is, it was reinforced with some effort from the Obama administration, honestly, just before the Oregon state passed that law. So it has not been successful in going across the U.S., but a current federal proposal is in the Senate right now, signed by Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, a very popular gentleman who was running for president, Bernie Sanders, and a number of other. It's signed by a number of signatories within the Democratic Party to prevent care for those leaving homosexuality. So is that right to do? Do people change? Well, for a long time, people who are gay in the activist circle have tried to present us as not existing, myself having left homosexuality, and many, many others. So we are not given the right to exist, according to their perspective, that you cannot leave homosexuality, that you are hiding or lying or pretending or you never were. And so we hear those arguments all the time, instead of taking our claims at face value and evaluating them. They simply diminish us to non-existence. And this law would codify that. So it is a problem. And people's lives are changing. That's even found in some lesbian and gay research that's been done. The National Institutes of Health in 2002 data showed that teens who are 16 who claim to be gay, at 17, 85% of those no longer claim to be that. So there is a distinct fluidity in human sexuality that's even secularly recognized. But apparently the liberal forces that be do not want that to be an option. And they certainly don't want care or counseling to assist in any of that process for someone who is troubled by their homosexual desire.
So, am I to understand that a law has been passed now in Oregon that would make it... Okay, so what does that actually mean for you? I mean, you're in the ministry of helping people like yourself. You used to be a practicing lesbian, but if anybody wants to get out of that lifestyle, you want to come alongside them and help them and show them the gospel and show how they can be freed from that. Would that be illegal for you to do that?
No, not at this point. It is first and foremost for helping those under 18 years old, so non-adult youth.
Stop. I'm sorry for interrupting, but what if you were ministering to a 16-year-old or 17-year-old who sought you out?
Right. So if somebody is 16 and doesn't want to deal with their same-sex attractions by embracing them, we're probably their only option left. What they've done is they've prohibited counselors, licensed and trained counselors, social workers, anyone recognized by the state, with counseling background and ethical training, by the way, they are not allowed to care for these individuals by helping them leave homosexuality, even if that's the person's desire. It's not possible. What happens is, in the state of Oregon, you can be fined up to $200, maybe $300 a day, and it feeds the very department that is charging you the money. So far, there hasn't been anybody identified to do that. And also, by the way, Christian colleges who encourage others to help individuals leaving homosexuality, educational institutions would be penalized as well.
Wow.
So they're not allowed to give any training that does not reinforce homosexuality.
That is amazing. There's an exception for you now. And the exception just being that you're basically in the religion business, if you will, or the
right.
ministry business. And therefore, you know, because of the First Amendment, I guess, they're not going to try and encroach yet on, you know, on
yes.
that. And how did that? Wow, that's really an amazing thing, though. So a psychologist that would try and help a young person. But what if that young person really didn't want? These were unwanted same-sex attractions. And they want it to change.
Their hands are tied legally. But, like Joe Nicolosi in California, the first bill passed there, he said to his clients, well, I'm not legally able to help you leave homosexuality, so I just want to let you know that up front. But if you want to work on some of the underlying issues that contribute to it, we can work on your depression issues or your suicidal issues or anxiety. And if perhaps your same-sex attraction happens to change, then... you know, that's not what we're aiming for. You know, that's a really smart way to handle it. Legally, could you get into trouble? I don't know. It hasn't been tested yet.
Yeah.
But honestly, a person can get help if they're really desperate for it, but they can't approach it directly at all.
And you know, of course, he died about a month ago or so.
I do.
Yeah.
I do know that.
It's a big loss.
Grateful for Joe's contribution to
yeah.
assisting others leaving homosexuality.
I was with him, you know, for the ministry, you know, 15 or 20 years ago in his office in Encino or something like that, California. But, mm-hmm. you know, you were saying earlier that basically what they would do initially is try and ignore people like you. And yet you were once on the cover of Newsweek magazine. I mean, that's phenomenal. You know,
right.
as essentially a poster child, we along exist. With, you know, let's be honest.
Yeah, we don't exist.
Yeah, yeah.
Among certain crowds. They, in the same breath, I remember public broadcasting, the interviewee said, well, you either were never gay or you are still gay. And I'm like, well, pick one. Look, you're arguing from two furthest ends of argumentation, and you aren't even having the integrity to choose which one you think is accurate. Come on now. So if neither of those are true, then, oh, I must be telling the truth. Ah, that's a consideration they'd never considered. And that's a problem for me. It's intellectually dishonest to argue from two distinct ends all in the same argument. I mean, come on. A person has changed or they haven't changed, let's not present all options. It's just silly. I mean, they go to the nth degree to attempt to prove that you cannot possibly leave homosexuality, that it's inborn, that you cannot leave it, period, even if it is sin and you recognize that and you don't want to live that out. Well, I've got news for them. God existed before they did. And the lives that he's impacted through 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, such were some of you. but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified. Those things continue to happen regardless of whatever laws a person can write. It cannot constrain the Spirit of God in redeeming men and women to himself and causing them to repent of wickedness, of evil, of stepping out of his plan, and surrendering their lives to Jesus Christ. There is no law that can prohibit God from doing the work that he intends to do. So he will continue doing that. It depends upon how many people are willing to assist in that and what risk they're willing to take in order to do it. Honestly, this is ground that's sacred to me. My life has been transformed, and I cannot help but share about how that happened and that it is possible indeed for Jesus Christ to redeem someone from sin.
No, I can't help but ask, since you were on the cover of Newsweek, but also so was your now ex-husband, John, who also changed, it would appear, and then he went back to the lifestyle. But, of course, the final chapter's not written. He's not dead yet. And the chances are that he could one day repent and come back to faith in Jesus Christ and renounce his homosexuality. But I think it's, you know, in the interest of fairness, I think we got to bring that out, too.
Oh, absolutely. It is possible for a person to return to homosexuality. And you're absolutely right that the final chapter is not written. He is being prayed for by an awful lot of people.
Good.
And so I really think that there is yet hope. While there's breath, there's hope. And that encourages all of us to pray intensely for our loved ones who are straying in many different ways. It is possible for a prodigal son to return to the Father, and that is deeply significant. And there's no real rest outside of the joy that's found in having a right relationship with the Lord. So that much we know, and I look forward to the day. And I told him on the phone once, and he almost went into tears. I said, you know, as soon as you return to the Lord, I'll be the one. Mm. And you forsake homosexuality, I will throw you the party. Mm. I just want to let you know that I would be thrilled to stand alongside of you and celebrate.
So. Well, if you don't mind, what's the difference between you and him in terms of how come with you it stuck, but with him it didn't? I mean, and when I say it, I mean the message of change and, you know, Christ's
right.
life-changing gospel.
Well, I think that all of us struggle with something. Well, now, when we take that struggle, let's say it's some sexual desire, that's pretty common to man. If, let's say, one of us decides to open up the door to online porn and keep that open and not share it with others and find accountability and freedom from it, well, that sin struggle tends to grow, doesn't it? And in that case, the growth continues exponentially until it consumes a person and it takes them down a pathway that they never would have liked to go down. They may end up in jail. They might be soliciting a teen girl across state lines. Who knows what they're doing at the outcome of that? And what could have been prevented is submission and accountability that could have prevented a great deal of sin and the outcome of sin. And that's the difference. It really is a difference. We can nurture sin and struggle, or we can bring it into the light and be honest about it and grow and surrender that to Christ and to be accountable to our brothers and sisters. Well, I would submit to you that that has a lot to do with the difference.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the old thing, sin will keep you from the Bible or the Bible will keep you from sin. And
that's
so,
right.
Okay, so recapping our top story, RestoredHopeNetwork.com. Here's an organization that is living proof that homosexuals and lesbians can change. And this would represent, what, thousands of people or hundreds of people here in America?
I would say it represents thousands of people. I wouldn't go and do a big fish story and tell you millions. I believe it's thousands. We have 60 ministries, one ministry of which has 100 different ministries underneath them.
Wow.
So we could make a bigger argument, but I would say thousands.
Yeah.
That would be arguable.
But hey, even one person changing is, you know, is an exception to what the society is saying is possible today, especially as seen in some of those obnoxious laws where they would literally prevent young people from trying to change if they wanted to change. And thank you so much for your time. RestoredHopeNetwork.com. God bless you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay.
And Lord bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye now.